We've got various guests today, and we're starting off with Glenn Watson. So give us a little bit of history about the whole Symington Community Benefit Society and everything that's going on there.
Okay, Tim, and thank you for having me on the show. And
no worries. Everybody. No, thank you for coming.
Yeah, as you say, it's been going on for a few months now. The Somerset Arms was closed about 3 years ago, coming up to 3 years.
Okay.
And for a while, the owners tried to get a new tenant in, but weren't successful. So they put it on the market, put it on the open market about a year ago. And that's really what triggered the villagers like me and Ian mm-hmm. to get together to think about how can we save this amazing pub. How can we save this beating heart of our community?
Yeah,
gorgeous old.
And that's the thing. The pub is the beating heart.
Oh, it really is. It really is. It's a gorgeous old building. 18th century coaching inn. It's a large dining area. Lovely big bar. Got letting rooms upstairs. It's close to the Kennet and Avon Canal. It really is a special place.
Yeah, yeah.
And in fact, when I moved to the village 7 or 8 years ago, I couldn't believe the number of people I met and the number of new friends I got just by regularly going down the pub.
I used to live in Stoke St Michael, and it was much the same. Until you started going to the church and the pub, that was it. You weren't really accepted. But
absolutely,
it's a rite of passage. Yeah,
yeah. They had live music nights, quizzes, summer fates there. I mean, it's just brilliant.
Yeah, lovely.
So we had I think as Ian has said to you before, we did a village survey last year.
Yeah.
We got huge amounts of support from people. Loads of people saying they wanted to get involved, wanted to help. Lots of people saying they'd be willing to consider investing in the business.
Okay.
And I think if we are successful in buying it, which fingers crossed we will be,
yeah,
there's an army of volunteers standing ready to help with the renovation and the clear out and everything. So
okay, so physically doing the work themselves.
We'll get professionals in as well, but
yes,
there's a lot of people that can do a lot of the work themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
So we've been, over the winter, we've been meeting, we've been chatting, we've been looking into how you actually do this thing. And we've been making some good progress. You know, we've been preparing a business plan, setting out all of our aims and ambitions.
Mm-hmm.
We've recently just established a community benefit society. So we're a proper legal entity now, regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority.
So you've got to demonstrate that it is a community benefit.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, if people invest in the society and buy a stake in the pub, then they'll get a say in the running of the pub.
Okay.
It's a one member, one vote. It doesn't matter whether you buy one share or 100 shares, you get a say. Any profits, any benefits that we manage to make from the business have to go back into the community, so people aren't paid dividends. You know, there isn't sort of one rich person at the top that's going to get loads of money from this. So it's a real community organisation. And now we are a community benefit society, that means that we can do a few sort of important things like open a bank account, register for VAT, apply to HMRC for tax relief on shares.
Yeah, yeah.
And really, most importantly of all, we can start preparing our community share offer now.
Right.
And we're hoping that in the next couple of months, we're going to be able to tell everybody that it's now ready. You can now invest in saving this pub, which is really exciting.
And do you know at this stage kind of what sort of level of investment is required, or is that a bit of an unknown at the moment?
There's two parts to this. There's the buying the pub.
Yeah.
The pub's on the market for just under 400,000.
Okay.
Plus VAT.
Yeah.
And then there's the renovating it, and it has stood open. It has stood closed for 3 years.
Right.
So
which is added to the cost of the renovation.
We've been inside, and there's a little bit of work doing, shall we say.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so I think we're looking probably around about the $750,000 mark.
Right, okay.
Hopefully we'll get that in one share offer. Maybe we won't. Maybe we'll have to do a second share offer later. So buy it and then carry on fundraising to do the renovation work. But you know, fingers crossed. You know, we've been looking at other pubs in the area, like the Hot Pole Inn.
Yes, I was going to say that's kind of famously working well.
Yes, and like the Ivy at Headington, both have successfully managed to raise enough money to get the pub open.
Yeah,
and that's one of the things, really. You know, because we're all so aware, aren't we, of how many pubs are closing?
Absolutely,
it's kind of sad driving past closed pubs.
Yeah,
but one sector of the market that is doing quite well are these community pubs.
Yeah,
there's over 200 now open up and down the country.
And who generally run, you know, the running of it once it's all gone through? Is it do you kind of get a manager in, or is it the same locals that kind of write, oh, it's your turn?
Well, our plan is to get a tenant in, somebody right. with experience, somebody that knows the pubs market, somebody that can really make a success of the business. Some community pubs do run their own through volunteers.
Yeah.
Some directly employ a manager, but we figure the best thing to do is to get a tenant in, and I think that's what most of the community pubs do. But we'll work really closely with that tenant.
Yes.
The Community Benefit Society will meet regularly, and we'll set some targets, if you like, key performance indicators, so that we'll have a say in how the pub is run.
Yeah.
But then we'll sort of leave the tenant to try and make a success of it.
Absolutely.
And I think they will, you know, because so close to the canal, we're really close to the Semington Crematorium. The pub used to do a lot of wakes there.
Yes.
It's the only, it's the last remaining pub in the village. The previous last one closed in the 1950s. So, I mean, and Semington's growing. There's 1,000 people live there, but with new housing developments are popping up around the edges.
Yeah, yeah.
It's probably going to grow by 20% in the next five years.
Well, there you go then.
So
yeah.
What do those people need? They need a pub.
They
need a pub to go meet new friends and get involved
Absolutely.
And feel that beating heart.
Yeah, yeah. And will there be, I guess you haven't even made decisions on this, but there'll be food and things like that, you know, it'll be...
Well, there's quite a large dining area. It's, was it 70, 80, 90 covers or something?
Yeah, yeah.
And so certainly we'll be wanting to provide a really good quality food option.
Yeah.
We're hoping to open up some of the space. There's a lot of space upstairs in the pub that isn't really used.
Yeah, yeah.
We're hoping to have a big sort of community meeting facility, meeting room.
Yeah.
For those, whether it's, I don't know, whether it's sports societies, whether it's
absolutely
retirement lunches, whatever, you know.
Yeah,
there's a big meeting
place for that.
There.
Yeah, yeah.
Huge car park at the back, lots of outside seating space, which we can make a bit nicer.
Yeah.
So huge potential.
How do people get involved? We've kind of talked about the fact that that if you like shares in it will kind of like be coming up. Is there a website and whatever that people can get involved in?
Yeah, we've just launched our website. It's called semington-cbs.co.uk. It's early days. There's not much on there yet, but we'll be putting the business plan on there when it's ready. We'll be putting the share prospectus and other share Q&As and things on when they're ready. But, you know, the website's started. There's a Facebook page if people want to have a look at the Semington Pub, search for the Semington Pub Action Group on Facebook.
Yeah.
If people wanted to contact us by email, they could email us at info@semington-cbs.co.uk.
Okay.
Just one little shout out, if I may, as well. I just want to say thank you to the Semington Parish Council, who, in advance of us being able to actually raise money through the community share offer, they've been really helpful and have provided some funds to allow us to do some of the basic things that we need to just set up the legal entity.
Yes.
That sort of thing. So
thank
you to the Parish Council.
What's your kind of level of content? It's a bit of an abstract question, but kind of obviously... It closed down 3 years ago, presumably because it wasn't profitable or whatever, people weren't coming, or, you know, how confident are you that kind of like you can turn around the misfortunes of why it closed in the first place?
Well, like many pubs up and down the country, it's owned by one of the big pub companies.
Right.
This was owned by the Wellington Pub Company.
Yeah, yeah.
So the tenant that was running it was finding the rent quite high.
Okay.
And that was a struggle.
Yeah, yeah.
And, of course, COVID was a challenge.
Yes, of course, if it was 3 years ago, yes, absolutely.
And, you know, the tenant, you know, tried his best and did take away beers and take away food and
yes.
to keep the
yeah,
going
yeah.
during lockdown. But struggled to recover fully after that.
Yes.
So I think with a newly purchased community-owned pub, with a newly renovated pub, and the kind of enthusiasm and sense that we've picked up talking to people in the village, I'm confident that if we can successfully buy it and renovate it and open it, then it will succeed. I'm pretty confident of that.
And like you said, if the kind of like the village is involved in and has invested in it, they've got a vested interest.
Absolutely.
As well.
They'll be popping down there quite regularly to have a pint and check on how things are going.
Absolutely.
That's to be encouraged.
Look, we've both seen sort of like trailers over the weekend of a film that's kind of doing the rounds. Mother's Pride, that looks intriguing, about the renovation of a pub. So it's quite kind of well timed and has all been filmed around here, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. It looks like a really lovely kind of one of them British feel good films.
Yes,
it's got Martin Clunes in it. It's got some other comedy greats in
Mark Addy's in
It's filmed in Somerset and Wiltshire. I think a lot of the pub scenes were filmed in Norton St Philip.
Yes, the George.
And it's about saving a pub.
Yes.
Not quite the same as our story.
No.
We've got to actually buy the whole thing and renovate it. They were just trying to save it. But we're hoping that the kind of wave of publicity around that might at least put it uppermost in people's minds.
Absolutely.
And it might get behind our effort.
It's all about the renovation of a pub, not as you say, not quite the same story, but it's certainly a flavour of the same story. A flavour of the same story. So, yes, people head towards the website and the Facebook site, and that will keep you up to date on everything that's happening. So what's the timeline for when you think that the share aspect will come in?
We're hoping that in May that we'll be launching our share offer.
Okay.
But before then, we are planning on doing what they call a share pledge exercise,
okay,
which is asking people to give us a really strong indication as to whether or not they will be willing to invest and buy shares, but without actually committing any money. So
absolutely,
it's non-binding.
That
helps us go into the negotiations with the owners with confidence that we know we've got backing and we'll be able to raise the money
and
agree a price with them.
Good stuff.
So we're hoping that will happen in April. We're hoping the share prospectus will come out and the share offer will be out in May. We'll be trying to get to a few local beer festivals during April and May to hand out some leaflets and
that's
enjoy a pint or two, but talk to people about the coming reopening of the Somerset Arms.
Nice.
And we'll be looking for any kind of opportunities really like that to spread the word. So if you'll have us back on this show at some point, that'd be
absolutely
fantastic.
Absolutely. We most definitely will.